But then, just before the big moment, before the catharsis of auto-enumeration was going to release me from care, I sneaked a quick glance at myself to make sure I was ready, fly zipped, shoes tied, and so on, as if it made any difference, as if the inspector for whom I was preening was someone I needed to impress. I looked down at myself, saw the disheveled, more or less presentable clothes, the limbs stiff and awkward from sitting too long on too hard a bench, and that's, oh boy, that's when I noticed that my hand, this one down here, something had happened. Whatever it was, whatever had happened, this thing attached to me, it was no longer a hand. Odd, isn't it? I mean, how it wasn't until I looked myself over in that silly preparatory exercise for self-recognition. Not until I exchanged one sort of vanity for another, intellectual presumption for wanting to look good. Only then did I encounter and begin to absorb this change in my body, this hand that had become something foreign, unrecognizable, something whose nature I still do not know.